So, is everyone familiar with what EMF is about? EMFs? What are those? Electric magnetic force?
Fields.
So, a lot of us have not yet adapted to all of the electromagnetic fields that are being created through our cell phones, through internet, through wireless, through microwaves. So some people really have a lot of trouble with that. If you're curious about it, there's a quick, easy way you can muscle test. Most people will test weak to their phones.
That guy at the expo who told us to get rid of our microwaves really freaked me out.
I don't eat microwave food.
Yeah.
You know, Russia doesn't even allow it.
Really?
Yeah. It changes the molecules in the food. But I also have a theory. Even though I don't eat it, my family does. My kids are evolving. My son tests positive to Cheetos. Now, if you ask me, that should not happen.
Cheetos are good for him?
Yeah, his body is fine with Cheetos.
He's adapting to his environment.
He's adapting. He's evolving. You know, I have something on my phone to protect me. It's really cool. With this on my phone, it doesn't get as hot as it used to. And I keep things by my computer. And I wear a lot of jewelry to protect me that's programmed for it. So anyway, if you're not familiar with it, it's a real easy thing. You can just muscle test your reaction to it. So it's not this big bad field out to get us and eliminate humans on Earth. What it is that the electronics put out a lot of, let's see if I can get this right, I may not, but I'll get it close enough to where you can get a picture. They put out a lot of negative ions. And so the response is that it's looking for a positive ion to connect. Now, if we were to be outdoors a lot more, we would have access to that. But because most of our shoes are rubber-soled or wood or we're on carpet or different environments, we don't have a steady flow of positive ions to counter all the negative ions seeking that connection. So there are ways to protect you from that. But I thought it would be, well, it wasn't my idea, actually. I thank you for your idea. What if we could just tap for our bodies to be a little bit easier with it? And personally, I'm hoping the tap also goes into, have you noticed quirky things lately? Have you noticed that you're a little bit off sometimes? Either with time, with dates, physically. The Earth is shifting very quickly. So I'd like to also tap that we can align with whatever is going on. Things are speeding up. You'll notice when you're happy, good things happen really quickly. And when you're grumpy, not so fun. My rebound effect is like so fast now, I'm almost shocked. And I'm like, oh, got it. I'm good. Happy thoughts. So things are speeding up. Actually, literally, scientists can give you more information on that, how things are changing the magnetic poles. But for the physical body, our physical being is a lot denser. Fortunately, not as dense as the furniture or a rock, but certainly our cells in our body don't vibrate as high as, say, the electronic fields or our spirit or our thoughts. And so let's just tap to see if we can't make it a little bit easier for us, okay? A lot of people who struggle with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, a lot of them are just, their bodies are overwhelmed with the EMFs. And it's just, or there's other things. There can be different disturbances in the earth, depending on where you live. Certain areas you'll do better in than other areas. Geopathic stress. So there's all kinds of quirky things. So let's see where our tap takes us. Okay.